Hi, this is Margot. Today's show is entitled Life After Morgellons. Ellen has resumed her life's passion of painting after healing with Mel Friedman's protocol. This show is a continuation in the Mel Friedman Toxic Disease Pioneer series. Ellen shared her story of recovery from Morgellons in Mel's Coffee Tea with Me conference call, Oldies but Goodies, on October 7, 2017. Mel Friedman, Toxic Disease Pioneer, is no stranger to battling serious diseases. He has overcome Morgellons, Lyme disease, MRSA multiple times, and cancer twice, since making a promise to God to help others if he could overcome Morgellons. He now dedicates his life to helping others afflicted with this and other toxic conditions. Mel offers hope, inspiration, and solutions of how to maneuver our toxic world with health and well-being. This show is for informational purposes only and is not intended to substitute treatment by a medical professional. Mel's website is howicuredmorgellons.com. So join me as we hear Ellen's testimony in her road to recovery from Morgellons. Until next time, everyone go in peace and God bless, and I'll talk to you soon.
Is this not a great call of what? All right, one of my all-time favorites and a record that as we would say in hockey, no one's ever going to beat Wayne Gretzky's record. Well, I don't know if anyone's ever going to beat this record. But boy, did this young lady get healthy in a hurry. Let's all welcome Ellen of Troy. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us today. I know that you are in charge of the grandchildren, and I'll bet there are a lot of ladies on this call that have grandchildren that would like to hear something about that. But again, if you don't mind, I'll ask you a couple of quick questions. Is that okay?
Sure. Yes.
How'd you find the website?
I had searched in, I've said this on other calls, but I'll assume new people haven't heard it. My daughter found it. And I had searched a lot of websites because there's quite a few people who think they got this from bird mites. And so when I did a lot of reading and I found my symptoms, I was completely floored. And my daughter was doing the same research. And so there were a couple of protocols I was going to follow. And one was Mel's and one was a different one that was less complicated. And I said to her, well, this is something about this. It is complicated. It does require a lot of work, but I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to try this. And I was really scared and really panicky. And I think because I followed it, like, so strictly, I got better faster because I never deviated from the protocol or the diet, ever. So I got better quickly. And I think it was probably less than a year that I was 100%. And this is back in, it was like 5 years ago, October 2012. So it's been a while. So if people ask me questions I don't remember, I apologize because it's a little fuzzy. But I think the most important thing I think anyone can hear today is that you have to stick with it. And a lot of people that I tried to coach on the phone would have a lot of reasons why they couldn't stick with it. And sometimes I would be really harsh in a way in saying, I don't know if you're going to get better if you can't follow it. So you have to find a way to do that, whether it's finding a way to pay for it or getting your family on board. If you don't do that, I understand how it's complicated, but if you don't follow it, I can't say that I think you're going to get better. And that was hard for people to hear, but I really think that the people who get better quicker are the folks who really follow every aspect of it.
I wrote the 5 reasons why people don't achieve desired results. I know those 5 reasons. There are probably some that I didn't do and didn't make, but you didn't make any of them. You were more afraid, I won't say you were more afraid to die than I was. We were both loved life so much we didn't want to die.
That's right. That's right. You have too much to live for. And what also helped me is I have a lot of people who depend on me. So my health is important to take care of others. And the other thing that maybe is different for me is I didn't live with anyone else. So I really isolated myself. And it's easier to get better and quicker if you don't have to worry about someone else's food in your house or someone else's laundry. Like, I just really focused because I didn't have to think about, you know, was I contaminating another family member? I think I didn't have pets. That's the other thing. I think pets make it much harder.
No, I agree with you. You and I often talked about doing it on our own, made it a little simpler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead, Ellen. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So I don't know if I answered all the questions, but I found out about it through my daughter, and she helped me a lot. I needed to have you learn really quickly who you can confide in. And so I had people that supported me and other people who didn't support me. So that was okay. But I did hide it from, you know, a lot of people. And I did continue to work because I had to. But I think work gives you a focus. And I was really careful. So I got sick in the fall. I wore my winter coat over my clothes. I never had bare skin at work. I never hugged people. I think I just learned a little bit about it as I went along. And I don't know if I answered everything, but I think the most important thing to focus on is you can get your life back. And when people say, I don't think I can do this, it's too hard. The cleaning and the food choices, and my response would be, when you get better, you'll look back and say, you know, it was important to be really strict in the beginning because I can pretty much eat whatever I want. But it's been 5 years, too, and I think it's important to think, you know, when you say, I don't think I can do that, I don't think I can give this up, it's too hard, you can do it. You have to be strong.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add before we open up the floor to questions for you?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay, so this lady got well in under a year, boys and girls. If you got any questions, hit *5 now. Got a lot of people that are speechless at the moment. Oh, here we go. Go ahead, Aunt Laura, and thank you.
Hi, Ellen.
Hi.
And I wanted to thank you for taking the time to talk to us and share your story. How long after you believe you were 100% was it that you didn't notice any other specs in your environment, or do you from time to time still see those?
I don't see anything. So I stayed on the protocol for a year and all the supplements for a year, but my symptoms went away before I stopped. Like, I don't take MMS anymore. I mean, when people say they still stay on all the protocol products, that's probably wise. So I would never refute that. However, I don't. But my symptoms were away pretty quickly. But I stayed on the MMS for a year and everything. And I stayed on the supplements longer than that because I wanted to make sure it wouldn't come back. And every once in a while, my daughter will say to me, do you ever get afraid that you'll get
these symptoms back, and I say, well, I know how to cure it, so I'm not afraid. I'm really not, because now I have something to follow that worked. So if I ever got sick, or if I ever had, I did have some skin cancer recently, and it was scary. But if I ever felt that my immune system was crashing, I know exactly what to do to make sure that I wouldn't get it back. But all the products are there, and all that, the protocol page is so clear, and if you follow it, it really does take the fear away, because there's somebody who's gone before you, all these people that have gone before you, and it works. And everybody's health is different when they got this, so it isn't really fair to think that everybody would get well as soon as I did. I want to be really clear about that, because I didn't have any pre-existing health issues. And I also say this, I said this before on calls, you shouldn't feel like you did something wrong to get this. Oh, I didn't take care of myself, or I smoked, or I didn't eat right. It doesn't really matter. What matters is there's a plan to get better, and you stop blaming yourself, and you just follow it. And then I have one more question, if it's okay, and it is about your grandchildren. So I understand you have grandchildren. And how long did it take before you felt comfortable hugging them? And did you ever hug them during your recovery?
No, I didn't. I didn't stay overnight. I think there's a way to be really careful. Like if you stayed in someone's house and washed your sheets and was really careful, but I limited my contact until I felt like I was really cured. And my daughter didn't want me near them. My parents still, they're elderly. They don't understand what I was going through. I told them a little bit. I wouldn't go in their house. It was really hard. But, you know, it wasn't forever. It was during that time when I felt things coming out of my skin, I would have no contact with them. So once that stopped, when I stopped getting specks, and I would feel things crawling out of my scalp, and I'd look down and there was something that just came out of my skin. It's so creepy, but that was the point where I felt like, okay, this is something I may spread to someone else, so I was really careful. My grandkids, I have two grandkids, and it just wasn't worth it. And so the other message is, this is temporary. If you think you can stay away from your loved ones for a long time, that's just too hard. No one wants to think about that. It's too painful. So if you're really strict in the beginning, then the time between then and when you can resume your normal life is much shorter. It's not something that's going to go on forever. But people that don't follow it, that stay sick for a long time, I think, it's really important to not blame yourself, but then feel like, okay, I can resume what I did before I get sick. But, you know, sticking to the protocol is really key.
Well, seem to be getting a consensus here today from people who got well. Isn't that amazing? You know, Ellen, you and I had some awfully great phone calls back in the day.
We still do.
Really, we did, kids. And, you know, only complaint that I have is I never got to see the art. And you know I owned an art gallery, and I love art.
I know.
So, that's the only thing I could say other than I love you to death, and I gave you a nickname from one of my most favorite movies. And God bless you, honey, for taking the time to come back and helping.
It's my pleasure. That's the least I can do.
You have anything you'd like to say in closing?
Don't give up. And narrow, your life has to narrow. You have to limit the people that you trust, because some people will turn on you and some people turned at me. and I gave up on finding a doctor who was sympathetic. It didn't really matter. I got better anyway. So you have to realize that this is a narrowing of your life in order to get better. You know, stay home and rest. Watch silly movies if you're by yourself. It doesn't matter. What matters is you will get better, and don't give up. Don't give up. There's people who have gone this way before you, and you can get your life back.
Cool. Once again, thank you. Don't make me cry now.
Thank you for doing this, Mel, for everybody, for continuing to do it.
It's a pleasure, especially when I get people like you to come back and give me a hand.
Anytime. Thank you. Anytime.
You have a great weekend, and my best to the daughter who refuses to talk to me.
She won't change, by the way, so.
No, I don't expect she's going to change. She comes from the same place I do.
Yep.
God bless you, honey, and have a great weekend. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All righty then. Ellen of Troy. Boy, under a year, and that one was all better.